we've already set the scene. It was a somewhat playful scene. It was a somewhat politicized scene. And one of the county commissioners actually showed up.
Yes, actually two of them showed up.
Two of them showed up.
Yes, Vice Chairman Jonathan Barfield was there. He was actually standing in the front. Some of the speakers would say, "What were the commissioners thinking?" And I once saw Vice Chairman Barfield say, "We weren't thinking." And then Commissioner Jason Thompson was also there, kind of standing in the back. And after the protest was over and the speakers were finished, there were some very patient people waiting to speak with these commissioners. And I waited around to talk to Commissioner Thompson, as did a handful of women.
We actually have some sound from that conversation.
I asked him, I said, you know, being out here and receiving this backlash and coming out to talk to these people, does this change your mind, you know, when you go back to the table on April 2nd? And this is what he told me.
Well, here's what I'll say to that. You know, I like to talk to the voters and hear their opinions, but I'm elected to make decisions, and I make the best one based on the information I can. I'm never, ever, ever, and I never have, going to vote based on somebody saying, if you do this, I won't vote for you, because to me that's irrelevant.
And there were some, you mentioned that some women were waiting to talk to him, and did it get interesting?
Yes, it did. I think a lot of women were frustrated. It was mostly about the numbers. Thompson had said that spending $9,000 to fund three or four women to get IUDs doesn't make sense. And a lot of women were saying, where are you getting your math? Thompson was saying, why spend $9,000 for three or four IUDs when we could spend all this money on birth control pills, which isn't what he asked at the commissioners meeting on Monday. And many women were checking his math, saying this was just to buy IUD supplies, which cost between $140 and $250. So it was a math argument.
One of the speakers, Karen Skoglund, actually had an email exchange, is that correct, with Jason Thompson? And she was there and was one of the speakers, as I said. She had some very specific things that she needed to get off her chest as well.
Yes. And,
I actually got to talk to her, and this is she said in response to some questions.
I just think that, you know, whether it's a part-time job or a full-time job, if you get elected to that position, then you need to put your effort into it. And I know there's a lot of things that come up to vote. But when you're talking about money being handed to the county and a county that so badly needs money because of budgeting issues, I just don't think that you can just vote across the board without knowing what you're even voting about.
That was Karen Skoglund at yesterday's protest at Riverfront Park in Wilmington. You're listening to WHQR's Morning Edition. Thank you, Sarah Wood, for coming in. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Thanks, Bob.